Good morning and welcome to Morning Coach today. I am so glad you're with us. Hey, it's JB and I'm super excited here on January 14th, ready to take it on. It is a Friday, and we love Fridays. I hope you're doing fantastic. Fridays are just awesome days to be alive, as every day is to be alive. But today, hey, let's get into it a little bit and talk about KPIs. Now, this is not the most exciting thing. It's not the most fun thing, but it's something that we added to the system a few years ago because I think it's critical that we understand metrics. And it's something that I'm learning more as I dive more into business. And you know, I've always said one of my biggest blessings is to have to do this every day, right? I've got to continue to read. I've got to go to masterminds. I've got to study. I've got to continue to educate myself in order to help others, right? And support others in the things that they're doing. And one of the things I've been learning more and more about is metrics and key metrics. And we talked about this on Wednesday. We're not going to get too metaphysical today, but the idea is that what you focus on expands. And so when we take that metaphysical side, it's like, okay, let's get some really, really good targets that we can measure, right? Aim small, miss small is something that's said in golf. Aim small, miss small. And that means that you get a really good target and you look at it and you aim at it. And then you know, if you miss it small. But if you have no target, if you have nothing that you're tracking, right, then you miss. And so we want to understand what that is, and that is a key performance indicator. And what a key performance indicator is, what is it that's going to help you, you know, or what are you tracking to make sure you're on track for the things that you're trying to do? So when we look at our goals, basically what KPIs then are kind of small goals within the goals or measurement within the goals. And it's a critical component to everything we do. And again, it came later. This isn't something that I initially did years ago. It wasn't something that I started tracking. And I think my evolution, as we look at the growth of what's happening within Morning Coach, and as I bring in now a marketing team and we're working on different things to grow in different areas, you know, I'm continually expanding from solo entrepreneur to running a team, but with a critical aspect of this, that I want to be able to run a team and have a team, but also maintain lifestyle. And that's really critical to me. Like, I want to be able to do what I want to do. And what Karen says, spoiled child syndrome. I think that's what she says. But really understanding that I have that freedom, which is so critical in my values. And I don't know, maybe it was because I was an only child. But at the end of the day, it really is something important to me to be free. And so by understanding KPIs and getting your team involved, you really start understanding measurement at a different level, right? So on an individual basis, by understanding what's important to us, whether it's losing weight or losing inches, which I like better than losing weight. And boy, I'm trying to work on my gut a little bit. There's a little bit of it there, but I'm getting there. You know, it's weird. Getting a little bit older, it gets a little more challenging, but we're getting there. And understanding what those things are important. And actually, that's a great example. If you think about weight as a KPI, so many people go out there and lose weight, right? And I'm going to go lose weight. And in case you didn't know, I used to run gyms, studied exercise physiology in school. That's what I did all these years ago. Worked with Polar heart rate monitors when they first came out. Our school was one of the first schools to work with them. So I have kind of a background in physical fitness and tracking and that arena. And one of the things that you always learn is that fat weighs less than muscle. And typically, if you put somebody on a really good program, now depending on if they're, you know, how obese they are, right? Depending on how obese they are, that if you put somebody in a good program, they lose fat and they gain muscle and they literally can gain weight. So the reason I'm bringing that up is then the KPI of weight is actually a bad key performance indicator because it can give you bad data. You're starting to gain weight, but isn't your goal to lose weight? See what I'm saying right there? And that's an important one. And so many people are selling weight loss when the truth is what you're trying to do is kind of sculpt the body a little bit, gain more muscle and lose fat. And that means inherently you're going to gain weight. But wait a minute, I'm supposed to lose weight. Why am I gaining weight? This is the opposite of what I'm trying to do. No, you're not trying to gain weight. So you're not trying to lose weight. You're trying to cut inches back. Right? You're trying to get yourself in a little bit smaller dress or in a little bit smaller shorts or whatever it is, But the concept is wrong. And it's like problem solving 101. You know, if you don't get to the root of the problem and you're solving the wrong problems, then you're not going to get where you want to go. So if you have the wrong KPIs, like I'm trying to lose weight, that's going to be a problem. Now, I personally am trying to gain weight because you probably heard me say that before, but that's good weight. Like I'm trying to gain muscle mass. So I'm trying to gain muscle and get a little bit stronger. I like to be about 160 and I typically thin out. My body is, I guess, is kind of termed ectomorph. And what happens is, for me, I thin out and get a belly. Okay, so instead of getting stronger upper body, actually my body, you know, kind of atrophies up top, and then my belly starts to come out, right? And that's just my body as I get older, and that's just my body style, where some people gain it everywhere, and some people, you know, just gain weight. I don't have that issue because I'm so energetic, but I've got to be able to gain weight and the right weight, okay? So just to let you kind of think about this idea or meditate on this idea of KPIs, it's really critical that in our own personal life, we are looking deep into what we're measuring, okay? So how do you figure out what is the are the important KPIs? Well, you've got to understand what your key goals are. And that's really breaking down and stepping back and slowing down a little bit and going, okay, what is really important to me? And again, the basic idea of the KPI or the metrics is you're measuring what is happening with the goal. Now, as I get into marketing, and this is, you know, something that, you know, I've loved to do, but I just haven't been able to do it because, you know, I don't have the patience. Like editing videos, I'm getting better at, I'm learning patience. Sitting in front of a computer and doing Google Analytics is tough for me. Setting it up is tough for me. I love to do the analysis, I just don't like to set it up. So now that we're bringing people in to do that, it allows me to step back and do what I do, right? And look at the data and the research and then can create content based on that. But as we look at that, I'm going, okay, how are we going to measure the activity and things that we're doing? Now, again, I'm just going to let you guys in. And full disclosure, this stuff takes time. I mean, literally, you know, we want to run some ads and do some things, but I'm literally in my head thinking 4 to 6 months out by the time everything's set up. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done in order to set up the metrics. And I'm talking about kind of website advertising business metrics. Personal metrics is a little bit easier because, you know, what do you want to measure and how are you going to get there? For me, like I said, handicap. You know, so I'm at the point now where I'm a 10 handicap. And now it's about analyzing this the statistics. So when you get to the professional level at anything, right, the things start to tighten. And you're looking for little ways to really tighten things up. So right now I'm looking at, okay, what are really the things that are making me not be a 6 handicap? And you got to look at your entire game, and that's where you got to start tracking data. It's the only thing, because you don't know. You don't know what problem. You could think that it's because your driver isn't that good, or maybe you need to hit the ball a little farther. You may think that, you know, it's your 60-degree wedge because I haven't been hitting it good lately, and I've hit it good for a long time, and for some reason I've just not been swinging it well. So I got to practice that a little bit. You may think it's your putting, but you really don't know without data, right? So you got to start tracking your game to understand where you're at. And that's where I'm starting to really kind of subtly track it without getting too serious. The problem with my golf is that I want to enjoy it and have fun. And sometimes when I get too statistical, I start to get frustrated, right? And so, but you need the data in order to understand what to work on. And that handicap is so important in understanding how can I shave a few strokes off. So that's just a personal thing. So you have like weight, you know, you have the, you know, your personal goals like golf, and then you get into your business metrics, which just gets crazy. And that's about knowing your numbers. And you can even go into the ILD spreadsheet and talk about your expenses versus your income and talk about that as kind of, you know, a metric in itself, in its own right, that's a metric, right? So understanding the data is really critical. And I got to tell you a story real quick about a good friend that I played football with in high school, Danny Rosenbaum. So the interesting thing about Danny Rosenbaum, he was 1 year younger than me, but he went through the same thing when he got held back. I got held back in third grade. I think I've told you the story before. You know, they put me in a split class and I ended up, you know, in the split class with, you know, kids that bullied me a little bit. I got through it, but I kind of went inside. I think it's why I'm introverted today. It's weird. It's why I'm extroverted, but introverted. Like I'm on stage. I love being in front of people. I love being around the right people. But when I'm uncomfortable around people, right? So It just is what it is. And I had that experience. Well, my friend Danny Rosenbaum had the same experience. And this guy is just kind of similar to me, very fast, but intellectual scale, off the charts. You know, when I think of intellectuals, I think of Dr. Paul Kilgore that we work with that are just like, just genius level, you know, be off the charts, just academically, just solid. And that's where Dr. Paul Kilgore is a professor. And same thing with Dan. You know, Dan is an economics professor. Just his IQ is off the scale, especially in the mathematical areas, which I can't even remotely compete. You know, and I can tell. I mean, I get in a room with Dan or I get in a room with Dr. Paul, and where they're at intellectually is unbelievable. I'm more of an emotional intelligence person. Like, I can read people. I'm an empath. It works for me. That's where my strength lies. My strength lies in communication. My strength lies in emotion intelligence. And I can beat Danny with that. I can beat Dr. Paul. I don't mind telling them that. But intellectually, when it comes to that left brain, these guys are just geniuses, right? And so that's where Danny was. I mean, he just was so smart. And what he did is he loved sports, right? He went to the University of Dayton, and he played football. And as he played football, he continued his progress until he got his PhD in economics. I don't know all his degrees, but he's got a bunch. He was a professor. And then he went into the NBA, and he started to become a moneyball person. And what a moneyball person is somebody that analyzes the data to understand if you are paying somebody enough for the performance that they get. And literally, you can look at somebody and go, okay, we need a mid-range jumper. Who can we pay the least and get the most effective mid-range jumper, which is like a 10-foot jump shot? How can we pay the least and get the best and efficient person there? And that's where Moneyball comes in. They literally analyze every statistic on each individual, and they understand how to manipulate the salary cap so they can fund the right positions with minimal economic cost. And I know that's really deep, but that's why it's so heady. That's why this guy's such a genius, right? And he got into that, and he wrote a LinkedIn article that was so good. He's battling leukemia too, by the way, which is really challenging for him. But I have total respect for him. And if you guys remember the Notre Dame story when I rolled the Navy pin, it was actually his parents and him that took me to the Notre Dame game. His dad graduated from Notre Dame. Sidebar, but that was actually Danny. And so Danny, and I got to tell you something funny too. His sister, one of the best athletes ever in La Porte, Indiana, his name was Pete Sass, good friend of mine. But Pete was the rebel, beat people up, was just, you know, was a great athlete, got in trouble, got kicked off of every team that he was ever on for drinking and smoking. His sister ended up marrying Pete, which was just crazy because Pete was like the rebel, and his sister Dana was like the straight-A school teacher. It's crazy, those two. Opposites attract, right? That is definitely oil and water that came together. But Danny got into this money ball. And what was interesting, and like I said, he's fighting leukemia, he's getting through it. It's kind of sad, but he's just a genius at statistical analysis. And he wrote this LinkedIn article about how he got to the MBA. And it was fascinating to me how he went from really just being an economics professor to figuring out how he could get to a MBA draft camp, talk to a person there, become a luxury tax expert. That was his foot door in. Get in and then just really become one of the highest rated statistical analysis in the MBA and leave academia. Just amazing story, right? But it was about the statistical analysis and metrics and how important this is becoming, even at the level of sport. I mean, it's critical. Like, it's critical. They analyze, like, okay, and this isn't every sport. Like, we need somebody to be able to hit triples. Okay, who is the guy that hits the triples the most and is the least paid right now? Well, bring him in because we know statistically he is going to perform with the duty that we need to. So when we look at all of that, what I'm trying to convince you to do is to get into your metrics a little bit. That is my goal this year. One of my big goals is to really, really get into the metrics this year. Really get myself to organize my personal KPIs and the business KPIs in a way that Danny could come in and give me a pat on the back and be proud of me. Because metrics and statistics really can make a difference in your life, and KPIs are what we're talking about. So really understand what is important to you and understand how are you measuring it without getting that complex. You don't need a PhD. You don't need a scientist, okay? We just need to figure out a few KPIs that we're measuring and then hone in on those 2 to 3 KPIs in your life and watch how success will follow. Okay? So KPIs this weekend. Think about it, organize it, and get me 2 to 3 of them. If you want to discuss this, get in the Morning Coach Discord server. Love to hear from you. We're really building that community. We've got some great leadership in there, and it only gets better with your participation. So we'd love to have you in there. Okay, go have a great weekend. I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow here on morningcoach.com.